Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patriarchova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. The Legion of Ukrainian Siege Riflemen, Sichevi Strelci in Ukrainian, was the first Ukrainian military unit of the 20th century. The siege fought on the site of Austro-Hungary was dreams of independent Ukraine in the near future. Among the Sichevi Strelci were many Ukrainians of Jewish descent. Ludwig Rosenberg, also known as Volodymyr Chernyi, was a highly honored senior member of the Siege Riflemen. Unfortunately, in the early 1920s, he was seduced, then betrayed by the communist ideology, which left him a broken and a marked man. One of our museum's founding members, Yaroslav Dashkevich, knew Rosenberg, who had been close friends with his parents, also well-known Ukrainian independence activists. Yaroslav's mother was Olena Stepanyev, the first Ukrainian woman officer and a cornet of the Sichevi Strelci. His father, Roman Dashkevich, was a general in the Ukrainian National Republic Army. Yaroslav was born to Olena and Roman Dashkevich in 1925. He became an honorary scientist of Ukraine and an illustrious scholar who worked with the Rushevsky Institute of Archaeology at the National Academy of Sciences of Ukraine. In 2008, 2 years before he passed away, Professor Dashkevich shared his recollections of Ludwig Rosenberg with Dr. Yuri Oppelbaum, a historian at our center. A transcript of the interview and Rosenberg's complete memories can be found at our website. Yaroslav Dashkevich was 14 when he met Rosenberg, who came to visit his family in the fall of 1939. World War II was already underway, and Yaroslav's father had fled Lviv. Dashkevich recollected Rosenberg telling his mother about his brutal treatment while imprisoned in a Polish concentration camp and of his dream to settle down in Bielikamen. They also discussed the alarming situation emerging because of the war. Rosenberg's illusions towards communism had been shattered. He was again able to see the political reality from a purely Ukrainian national stance. And between the communists and the Nazis, Ukraine's future looked very grim. It was obvious that Rosenberg considered himself a Ukrainian. He spoke impeccable Ukrainian, and his letters written in Ukrainian are stored in the Central Historical Archive of Lviv. The feeling was mutual. At that time in Ukraine, Dashkevich recalled, the ethnicity was irrelevant. What mattered was a person's attitude towards Ukrainian independence. Many Jewish Galicians were eager to join the Ukrainstvo, the Ukrainian identity and nationhood. The Ukrainian nationalists warmly welcomed them into the community. For Jews in Poland, it was much different. The Polish community was heavily influenced by the anti-Semitic propaganda of the Polish National Democratic Party. In Ukraine, however, Hitler's genocidal policy towards the Ukrainian Jewry was widely considered a crime against Ukraine as a country. Because of this strong sense of unity, many Ukrainians, including the commander of the Ukrainian insurgent army, Roman Shuchevich, willingly sheltered Jews from the Nazis, despite the danger. Freedom-loving Ukrainians, including many Jews, fought a losing battle between two evil forces during World War II. Millions lost their lives to one or the other. Former Siege Rifleman Rosenberg lost his to the communists during Stalin's mass repressions in the western Ukraine between 1939 and 1941. After Rosenberg's death, Yaroslav Dashkevich worked tirelessly towards reconciliation between the Ukrainians and the Jewish people. Not least of all because Jews helped him survive the years of Soviet oppression. In the Gulag and during the many times he faced starvation after being fired by the Soviet dictatorship for his dedication to Ukrainian national goals. The lives of Rosenberg and Dashkevich are only two of the legions of lives that symbolize the deep and strong historic bonds between Ukrainians and Jews, bonds which are a constant threat to outside forces with vested interests. You can find out more about Ludwig Rosenberg and Yaroslav Dashkevich at our website www.jewishheritage.org.ua. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until the next time, Shalom!
Thank you, Renata. Shchiro dyakuyu. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.